Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Coming up next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, award-winning journalist Jessica Bennett takes a timely, often hilarious, but always solution-oriented look at sexism in today's workplace. Part manual, part manifesto, Feminist Fight Club tells how women in New York formed a secret club without men and without fighting to combat sexism and redefine sexist archetypes. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific time right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Listen online at 1150kknw.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Phone lines are open, and I'm entertaining your calls, behavior training and healing questions, or anything about animals that you'd like to chat about. And the phone has actually been ringing, so it's going to put off our animals in the news and my can of worms I'm going to open at some point today. But in the meantime, let me give you phone numbers. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can send me an email during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
animalpahex.com. And then if you need to post something to Animal World, if you'd like to mail me something, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. And if you need to get a hold of me for any reason, if you'd like to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers, or if you'd like to chat with me, do a free telephone evaluation about your animal friends and what's going on with them, and you can't call in on the show today, you can always give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. All righty, let's get to the phones, because the good news is we got some follow-up going on from last week. I'm delighted to get back to the phones. We're going to head to Redmond. And Stephanie, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you.
I have to tell everybody before we get started with your follow-up from last week, I didn't realize that you are a fellow Anandian with me, and you are in my Hatha Raja intensive class that I've been talking about.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I didn't know that last week when I talked to you on the air. I mean, I think about it. I've been doing this radio show now for like more than 22 years. And so I've talked with hundreds, not thousands of people on the air. And I just always assume I don't know people unless mm-hmm. they tell me I do. But now I know who you are. And then when you said, well, and Alyssa's called in, because Alyssa's in class too, I said, well, yeah, I know Alyssa on the radio, Alyssa. But I didn't know Alyssa Radio was Hatha Raja Alyssa. So go figure on all of that. But anyway, so you called in last week with Jude and Paul Ponton. We're here from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, and they do the harmonic energy shifting work with the acutonic forks and the Tibetan bowls and bells and puas and dij. And so you called in to get a treatment for yourself, right?
Yeah, I called in. I was experiencing sciatica last week. And so...
And that's like, what, pain in your lower back and down your leg sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's, I think it's like an inflammation, and it just, and so that's the shooting down the leg.
Yeah, and so...
A nerve, my sciatic nerve, I probably shouldn't even be explaining this.
Well, but anyway, well, so, you had pain in your lower back and
yeah.
down your leg. And many people would understand that, as a sciatica type thing. So what did you experience last week?
So, that day it lessened. And so I was able to go throughout my day without it being an issue.
So that was after the remote treatment on the air? Because so many people, I'm sure, are out there thinking, this is a bunch of hooey, But, those of us that have worked this way for many years know that there's no issue with distance with energy and communication or healing energy and so forth. But a lot of people don't believe this works. So, but you experienced some immediate relief that day on Sunday.
Yeah. It was impressive. And then the next day, Monday, I woke up and it was less than what it was on Sunday. It was still there, but it was less than what it was on Sunday.
And ooh.
By Tuesday, it was gone.
Really?
So, yeah.
Woohoo! How cool is that?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, yeah.
And that's what, Jude and Paul often say, that the energy will build for the next, 2-3 days. So, they always say, notice what's different. Well... what was different for you is your pain totally went away, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how wonderful is that?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All right. Now it went away. Has it stayed away?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's great. Now, is this a situation, this sciatica-type pain that you've had, is this something that you've had before?
It is something I've had before, and I typically find for myself that it's usually triggered by something emotional, strong emotion to something. And I knew what that was, and even though I knew, and I was trying before I called, I had been experiencing it for several days, and I was trying to get a grip on that.
Gotcha.
And so, but I don't think like all layers of my being were in agreement.
Well, and sometimes you understand it, you work through it on one level, but the energy still stays in your body.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes you need help in clearing that.
Uh-huh, okay. That would explain that.
Right, right. But how wonderful is that? That's, well, you'll have to, well, of course, now that I know you, who you are, I mean, I'll see you on a regular basis, so you can let me know, you know, if it comes up again. Of course, now you know what you can do to get immediate relief. You can get into to Jude and Paul's, and you can go in and work with them in person, and they're in the Greenwood area of Seattle. Or you can, if they happen to be, they can do a remote for you anytime. Or you can, you know, it's always free on the air. And for those of you who are saying, "Darn, I wish I'd called," or "I want to call," all of these regulars, Jude and Paul Ponton, and then Dr. Nels Rasmussen, who does the best therapy, they're on every other month. And so next month, Darcy Pariso, our communicator and medium, will be in. Dr. Nels and Jude and Paul Ponton will be on again in December.
So also I have a Dr. Nels story to tell, because in August you had Dr. Nels on. And
yeah.
I had something going on with my elbow at that time, and that it had been, I had been experiencing that for probably 4 or 5 months.
Really?
Prior to calling in.
And this would be a pain in your elbow of some kind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so there was more than one tentacle to this when I called, you know, that I was experiencing. There were different things I was experiencing, but for simplicity's sake on the radio, I just focused on one.
Uh-huh.
And so when I called into your show, so he worked on it, and it actually moved the energy down into my hand.
Oh.
So I ended up contacting him.
Oh, off the air. You followed up
with
Dr. Nels, okay.
Yeah. And because I felt confident that he could
completely move it out.
Yeah. Especially since there was, you know, I actually, you know, there was that experience of having it move somewhere else after he worked on me. So I contacted him, and he did several sessions on me. He told me up front how many sessions it was going to take, and he did several sessions on my elbow, and yeah, that's no longer an issue. So
wow, well, that's wonderful. So you've received, now did you work with him in person, or did you do it all remotely?
It was all remotely.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's such a great testament for both Dr. Nels, his bioenergetic synchronization technique, that all of Stephanie's work with him. You actually started on the air, and it moved the energy out of your elbow into your hand, but then you followed up with him and then did a package of treatments, a number of sessions, however long he said it was going to take, mm-hmm. and it actually worked and took care of it.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
then your sciatica pain, which, because that makes sense that it was an emotional issue, but if you had worked out the stuff with that, then it would be fairly easy for Jude and Paul to move it out of your body.
Yeah, and I like that Jude shared that she recommended that I sing.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you got me singing on the air. I never do that.
Yeah.
You fill my heart with music. So have you been chanting?
I'm glad that you had the courage to do that.
Yeah, well, in my old age, I've gotten brave. You know, I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You can turn the channel or something.
So yeah, I used your chant, and I used other uplifting music that I have too.
All right, so you've been singing and healing all week long, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call in and share with everybody, because I'm sure you're giving help to a lot of folks that are listening that have never been brave enough to call in or have just assumed that this stuff doesn't work. Now, of course, you know, thought directing energy, it helps for you to have an open mind and see it working. But you know, Stephanie is testament to the fact that she's had healing remotely, both with Dr. Nels and with Jude and Paul.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Your mind's open. So I adopted a 10-year-old cat this week.
Ah.
And I don't have enough experience with him yet, but he tends to wake me up at around the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay. How old a cat is he?
He's 10.
10, and what kind of cat?
They call him a domestic medium hair brown tabby.
Oh, okay. And what's his name?
Tippy, T-I-P-P-Y.
Yeah, and did you say he's a new one to you?
Yes.
And you rescued him or adopted him?
Adopted him, yeah.
Do you know anything about his past?
He was surrendered, by his owner, he had the, I got him through King County, and when they brought him in, they did a teeth cleaning on him, and they took out his two upper fang teeth because they were abscessed.
Oh, he lost his canines.
So, and that's about all I know.
Okay, and how long have you had him?
Since Thursday.
Oh, only since Thursday. Okay. And so he's waking up and doing the yowly sort of thing at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, I got up this morning and fed him. I fed him before I went to bed, and then I'm also trying to figure out what to feed him. Because he doesn't, I feed my cat, my other cat, raw food, and he isn't taken to that right now. And so then I had have some dry food that I was trying to give him, but he doesn't take, he's not taken to that either. But I did find that he likes baked chicken.
Okay, do you know what they were feeding at the shelter?
They were one person said it was Iams, another person said it was Royal.
Canaan,
yeah. So, and they did give me a tiny bit of that, but I don't even know that he's really crazy about that either.
Okay.
But he was eating there because he's, you know, a little on the overweight side.
Okay. Well, just FYI, you know, especially if things haven't all straightened out by the second week of November.
Uh-huh.
Darcy Parisa will be on, and she's my communicator, and she's just so good and so detailed, and we just have a great time working together on the air. We could get a lot more details from him about, you know, what he needs and wants and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, I would keep working. I would say when it comes to the raw food, I do agree that for the vast majority of healthy animals, the best choice in feeding is raw food, but it isn't, you know, there are exceptions, you know, to every generality, and it isn't right for everybody. And when you're dealing with an older cat like that, I have found in my experience that a third of cats will take to raw food immediately and love it and be good. A third of them, if you kind of mix a little bit here in a very, very slowly, I mean, gradually, you can switch them over to raw food. And then a third of them aren't ever going to do it, no matter what you do. So, you know, we don't quite know where he falls in that category. I know one of my five cats, I have four Abyssinians and then a tuxedo rescue. And I've raised them all on raw, but my tuxedo rescue just wasn't really wild about raw food, and I ended up having to go to processed food with her for some time. But then as the Abbeys came in as kittens, I raised all of them on raw food, and then it was like all of a sudden one day Sophie just decided, oh, I want the raw food too, and now she's a great raw food eater.
Okay.
So it kind of just depends. And but, you know, food could definitely be an issue. But I'll tell you that with a middle-aged to older cat, which, you know, that Tippy, that would, you know, at 10 years old, he'd fall into that category. The waking up at, you know, 3, 4 a.m. is not that unusual.
Mm-hmm.
He has to do that. And we don't always know why they do that. Sometimes as they're getting really old, it can be a senility sort of thing going on, and the mass consciousness is as quiet and as still as it is at that time of the night, and sometimes that's disturbing to them, and so they're kind of reaching out for attention sort of thing. There are lots of things that can help that. The first thing is to start talking to him. They're very telepathic. They get the pictures in your mind and they feel what you're feeling. So as you're talking out loud to him, imagine it in your mind and know that he'll get the pictures and feel what you're feeling. And you can start talking to him about what life is, you know, with you, and how important it is that when you go to sleep at night, that everybody sleeps through the night, because you need your sleep, because you got to get up in the morning and go to work and get money, and then you get to buy him treats and food and toys and so forth, but that you need him to sleep through the night. And then holding you know, rather than worrying about it, a lot of people get into the negative thinking, and as you're getting ready to go to bed at night, you're thinking, oh God, I hope the cat doesn't wake me up in the middle of the night and all that sort of stuff. And then you start it with, you know, your mental worrying and negative thinking. So you want to stay positive, focusing on what you want. Then do you have good interactive toys to play with him?
We have the bird I've been playing.
Okay. And does he like that?
Yeah, he does like that.
Okay. That's my favorite interactive toy, the bird. The important thing to remember, though, is to put it away in a closet someplace the cat cannot get to it. Do not leave it out. Mm-hmm. Get it out to play, and then I call it flat catting them. You know, getting them chasing around and going after it until they're, you know, till they're flat laying down, kind of worn out. And the depending on his energy level, at 10-year-old, you know, once a day may be fine, you know, for a few minutes here or there. But I would have the major play session late in the evening, and then give him his biggest meal after that play session and just before bed. Now, then do not fall into the trap of, you know, he gets up and starts, you know, does, you know, wakes you up with the yowling or whatever. If you get up and feed him, then you're going to promote that behavior and teach him to do it in order to get you up and feed him. So you got to fight the urge to try to cater to the cat and give them something at that time.
Okay.
If anything, I mean, I've even had people sometimes, you know, keep a squirt gun under your pillow or a spray bottle next, you know, so if it comes in, give them a little poof, tell them to be quiet and go back to sleep. You can also tell them at night before bed that if you stay quiet during the night and let me sleep through the night, I'll give you a special treat in the morning.
Okay.
And if he sleeps through the night, remind him in the morning, give him a special treat, you know, a little piece of cheese or something, you know, that he likes. And that's the place to start, is good communication, but also, you know, and it might level out better when you figure out what it is that he really likes to eat and what you're going to be feeding him.
Yeah.
But the big key for that is good communication, stay out of the negative thinking. Talk to, you know, flat cat him, biggest game before bed and biggest meal. Now then, if that is not happening, then the next thing I would suggest, now you will hear an ad sometime during the show, but Vicki Draper is she's a massage therapist and she calls herself a healing your animal expert. She makes wonderful calming crystal essences.
Okay.
And they work really, really well. Now, she also, her new book is just out. I wrote the foreword, so I've actually read it and I know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Her book is called Bridging True Love Connection and Healing Between You and Your Animals. It's Vicki Draper, Draper. There were some signed copies at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park after the book signing a week or so ago. Or, you know, I'm sure you can, you know, get it on Amazon or get it from Vicki. Just going through that process, the book she wrote comes from a series of a class that she did that lasts a number of weeks, and so she's put it into book form. It's a wonderful process to go through, and I would feel very confident that if you went through the process in this book, you would be able to resolve this issue.
Okay, good.
But the other thing you could do, I'm going to give you Vicki's phone number.
Okay.
For anybody that wants it, it's Vicki Draper, Draper. Her phone number is 425-785-4232.
4232?
425-785-4232. Her website is www.healingyouranimal.com. What you could do is just chat with Vicki and Find out what essences she'd recommend that you use with him. It might, you know, you might use her serene, you know, and the calming essence before bed. I'm wondering if I don't have. I'm wanting to see if I actually. I know I have a brochure of hers with a list of the essences in my briefcase when I do private counseling. Maybe that, and it might be the only one I have. I don't have one in my radio bag here. I'll have to see, make sure that I get one so I can have it here on the air, because she makes a bunch of different essences. So finding the right one, but I really like her essences because I've found them to be the most consistently effective of any kind of essences that I've ever had my clients use.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay. So I think that would be really helpful.
Okay. And she may have something too also, because I have another cat that I have to eventually introduce these two cats, and my other cat is very feisty.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, and we can talk about do that as well, but she does have I know one of her essences is called family. And that she uses that one when you're integrating animals together.
Okay, great.
But it works really well. Have your two cats met each other yet?
No, I have them once upstairs and the other one's downstairs.
Okay, you should be switching off the territories.
Oh, okay.
So the one that's upstairs, you want to bring that one downstairs, put the one that's downstairs, put them upstairs. You can take a washcloth, a dry washcloth type, and rub it all over one cat and to get the scent on it, and then go rub the other cat, and while you're rubbing the other cat, give them treats.
Okay.
And then vice versa, you want to do scent switching and then switching their territories back and forth.
So when I move one upstairs and the other downstairs, should I move the litter box with them? I mean, there's a litter box upstairs, there's a litter box downstairs.
Yeah, no, just leave the litter boxes where they are.
Okay.
Now then, you can go on animalplanet.com. You can go, you know, because my favorite show, My Cat from Hell with Jackson Galaxy, mm-hmm. tons and tons of shows he's done on integrating cats.
Oh, okay.
And there's lots of really, really good ones you can watch to see how they do it. And if it's not working, let me know.
Okay, great.
All righty.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Martha.
You're welcome, Stephanie. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All righty, we need to take care of advertisers. And, gosh, we were going to talk to Defender back from Massachusetts. She called in last week as well, but we lost her. Maybe you can try her Prescott. You don't have her phone number? We should have it on the call list for either from last week or we will take care of advertisers and Animal World continues. Phone lines are open, 425-373-5527, 888-298-5569. Otherwise, if we don't have any phone calls, so when we continue here, we'll get into my list of stuff and see if we've got a can of worms or not. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed the distinguished wisdom of Dr. Bernie Siegel as he speaks of love, medicine, and miracles.
On Saturday, we play DJs for a day with spooky songs for Halloween. All treats, no tricks.
In hour number two, Manson Mitchell presents a special series called Chime In about people making a difference.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007 and sometimes music, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. I'm a little distracted because we were trying to figure out how to get Defender back on the line. And if you don't have the phone number, Prescott, I do have it from last week's phone log if you want to double check. Anyway. We will go ahead then and continue with some animals in the news and my controversial issue. Shall we go ahead and do that? To set this up, you all know, any of you regulars know how much respect I have and how much I adore Jackson Galaxy, the feline behaviorist on Animal Planet that does the show My Cat from Hell. And it absolutely is my favorite animal TV show. And I absolutely, because I am also, I'm an animal behavior and a feline behavior therapist, and I've been working with cats for many, many years. So from a professional standpoint, for sure, I absolutely respect him and think he is the best in the business, and absolutely adore what he does. I also have been majorly impressed with the work he does privately, and he has started the Jackson Galaxy Foundation, which is just doing some incredible work and supporting rescues and shelters around the country, and they're even doing some programming now on the My Cat from Hell show, where they're going in and refurbing and redoing animal rescues and for different organizations, and just a lot of really wonderful support. He also has done some phenomenal programming on feral cats and the TNR, trap neuter release programs and all of that, and he just has he does phenomenal work, and I just think the world of him. Now, I also kind of thought, because I've been on his email list for a long time, so I get his emails and press releases and all that sort of stuff, which I'm sure many of you also do. Well, I've also seen kind of a transformation go on with him because I've been watching the show from the very beginning, and it's in a personal transformation for him in terms of, losing a lot of weight and his energy really getting stronger and better. And of course his career exploding and just doing phenomenal stuff. And then at some point, he used to sign his emails differently on his communication. He'd signed, the Cat Mojo and that kind of stuff. But at some point, and I don't know how long ago it was, his sign off changed, and also his sign off has changed, and the way he signs his email is now is light Love and Mojo Jackson. So that's his standard sign-off in his emails, Light, Love, and Mojo. And just from my experience, I would say when someone starts signing stuff Light and Love, that's an indication that there's some kind of a spiritual awakening going on, or there's a spiritual path happening, or at least, you know, they're starting to meditate or do that sort of thing. So I really felt, and then of course I had the opportunity to meet him in person this last year when he came to Seattle to do book signing and stuff. Kathy and I went and got to meet him, and you know he was wonderful and just very personable and a lot of light around him. So I really do think he's a light worker and all that good stuff. So, all right. That being said, email came out this week that I actually I had to do a double take when I read it, and I was pretty shocked. And I was like, whoa, really? It took me totally by surprise. Now, it relates to an animal in the news story. I didn't give it a lot of coverage here on the air, but did talk about it. And it relates to the young veterinarian, Kristen Lindsay. I'm not sure. Let's see. She lives in Texas. Young veterinarian, and It was really bad. So I apologize for having to describe this to you. But she posted on Facebook a picture of an orange with some white tabby cat that she had shot with a bow and arrow. And so she was holding the arrow that went through the cat's head. And she was holding this cat up to her, this dead cat with an arrow in its head, holding it up next to her, and the caption she put on the Facebook picture was something to the effect of, "The only good feral cat is a dead one." Well, if you aren't aware of this, you can imagine what happened. I mean, the internet and Facebook pretty much went wild, and as the story unfolded, she claimed that she thought this was a feral cat in her neighborhood, and so she killed it. And she thought she didn't do anything wrong. She thought this was actually a great thing, and you know, hence the photograph and the bragging on Facebook and all that sort of stuff. Well, within the cat animal world, it really blew up, and there was a great deal of distress and anguish over all of this, and a major petition signing for the powers that be in Texas to punish this woman for what she had done. And as I recall, Jackson did do a petition drive for a serious repercussions for this young veterinarian. That's been ongoing for some time. Okay, so then fast forward here to this last week, and this email comes from Jackson. I'm just going to read you the whole email, and let's see if you understand, if you get why this is a problem for me and why I was so shocked. Now, it, of course, it's addressed to me because, the email program would do that to everybody. It says, "Dear Martha, I truly can't believe it. I can't believe that, quote, veterinarian Kristen Lindsay's punishment for shooting Tiger the cat in the head with a bow and arrow, killing him, and then brazenly displaying her kill with pride on Facebook is so shockingly lenient. For me, there is an even worse scenario, and that is to accept this ruling. To shrug my shoulders and move on, I will not roll over. This is not over." And then in black highlight. I know you agree because you joined me in lending your voice for Tiger when you signed our petition in 2015 demanding justice for Tiger from the Texas Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners. We sent our petition with its tens of thousands of signatures to the Board of Medical Examiners, and countless individuals and animal welfare organizations reached out to them as well. The Animal League Defense Fund fought long and hard on behalf of Tiger. But on Tuesday, the Texas Board decided not to terminate her veterinary license. The punishment for cruelly killing a beloved cat in cold blood and breaking the trust of the public who depend on veterinarians, especially when our companion animals are sick and we are arguably at our weakest, was the temporary suspension of her license for just 1 year. Ms. Lindsay's vehement defense of her actions made it clear that she has no remorse. She claims she perceived Tiger to be a feral cat, but you know and I know, feral, stray, companion, it makes no difference. A cat is a cat. All cats deserve our respect and to live under our protective gaze. All cats are protected under anti-cruelty laws, and all cats have the right to live free and of neglect and abuse. Your tax-deductible donation today will help the Jackson Galaxy Foundation continue to fight for justice for Tiger and cats just like him. Outrage without action is simply a collection of words on a page. Rest assured, there is action to be taken. As I've said before, Ms. Lindsay's abhorrent actions should at the very least result in the permanent revocation of her veterinary license. This slap on the wrist is a slap in the face to people like you and me. I am determined to fight, and I need you to join me. I need you to support so that we can continue to be the voice for animals just like Tiger. We may not have been able to save Tiger from this act of unspeakable cruelty, but through our collective perseverance, we can make sure that he's not forgotten. Light, love, and mojo, Jackson. Okay, then. So, I don't know if you've figured it out, but like I told you, my jaw dropped when I read this. I am shocked because I don't agree with Jackson. One of the first times ever, I do not agree. Now, when I first saw the post of this veterinarian and this poor tiger that she killed, I was like everyone else, appalled and absolutely sick to my stomach. It broke my heart. I absolutely think there needed to be, justice for Tiger and some serious form of comeuppance for this veterinarian for what she did. I do not agree, however, that this fight needs to continue and that she should permanently lose her veterinary license. From my perspective, now she was a very young gal, relatively speaking. I don't think she was long out of vet school. Obviously, this was a callous act, and she comes from a very different perspective than or place than many of us do. But I can't, in good conscience, to me, to stay in the anger and the need to punish and condemn and to completely take away this woman's career over this, I think is unreasonable. I think that it's really important, especially from a spiritual perspective, to recognize, you know, that we're all part of the same whole, that we are here to learn and grow and to become better spiritual beings in our physical bodies and this delusion that we know of Maya and the earth, a physical existence. But mistakes are supposed to happen. That's how we learn and grow. This obviously was a huge and probably more than a mistake for her. But this gal is very, very young, and I'm sure that she has paid quite a price already with because the whole country, probably the whole world dumped on this woman. And I think it's not unreasonable that she has defended herself. I think anyone would do that. But I think there has to be room for forgiveness and allowing someone to learn and grow from the lesson. Now, is a one-year suspension of her license, is that enough? Well, yeah, perhaps not. But it's certainly a year is a long time, and she would be deprived of her income as a veterinarian and experience in practicing at that. I'm sure this is going to follow her probably for many years to come. So many people, know who she is and how hireable she will be and all of that. Who knows? Now, if I were the powers that be, and we're part of this Texas Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners, or I don't know if they had the right to do this, but I would have liked to see, in combination for the suspension of the license, that, you know, she have to do public service of some kind, and perhaps she would have to volunteer with, say, a TNR, a trap neuter release program for feral cats, so she could learn more about the plight of feral cats and what that's all about and how to help and deal with feral cats in a responsible way rather than killing them in this fashion. And if there is no TNR program in the area where she lives, I think it would have been a great assignment to make her start one, you know, or to assign her to work with Jackson and learn and go and do these things. You know, while she's suspended, she could be helping setting up these TNR programs and learn a lot. I think there could have been more done that would have been maybe more beneficial for Kristen's learning and understanding. But I was disappointed to see Jackson taking what I would consider a kind of normal stance on the part of an angry activist, that because when you try to help animals and the help is based in anger, judgment, punishment, vindictive type energy, you're not helping. You actually make it worse. I really, really would encourage any of you that got this email, and I will not be donating to the cause or putting any energy to this other than sending light and love, like Jackson says, to everybody. And what I think would be a much more benefit is praying for this woman that she awaken to the error of her ways and if she is allowed to learn and grow from the experience, she would become a much better veterinarian. And if not, you know, she'll have to come back and live a bunch more lifetimes to get there. But I just cannot condone taking the stance of anger, judgment, blame, and wanting to string this gal up by her toes and take her license away permanently, because I don't think that's how you help people learn and grow. And I feel that way about a lot of situations. So if you don't agree with me, as long as you want to have a calm adult conversation, you can certainly call and we can chat about it. But I think forgiveness is where we have to be, and holding the best thought for her highest growth and learning. And I'm sure this has taken a huge toll, but taking her career away forever, I just don't think is the answer. All right, so there we go. It is time to take care of advertisers again before we run out of time in this hour. And when we have time, we can come back and do a little current events, if we have time. Otherwise, we'll push that to the other hour and get to more animals in the news and hopefully hear from you for some behavior training and healing questions or animals in the news stuff that you want to talk about. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer, a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end, and if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, we heard, I guess, in this hour about the great NuPro supplements, N-U-P-R-O supplements. Check them out, NuProSupplements.com. The best, all five of my cats love the NuPro Nuggets for cats, but I'm wild about the NuPro supplements for dogs. If you heard our show with Janice from NuPro about the phenomenal ingredients. It's great nutritional support. Robbie takes the hip and joint formula. It's really, really great. And there's great desiccated liver in it. And it's a powder you put in the food, cool water, and mix it up. And man, the dogs just love it. I'm using it now. I give out samples when I do my private counseling sessions. And just yesterday, left a bunch of samples with my clients because two dogs are not eating real well. We have some weight issues. Won't eat all their food. It sits all day, and maybe they didn't. Maybe they don't. Did a lot of education about how to properly feed, and dogs are feast and famine models and need to really get excited about their food, get the saliva production going, and eat it all up at one time. Dogs are not intended to be grazers. It doesn't work well with their digestive system. So that NuPro is kind of my go-to way to get dogs to really eat their meals and like it. It really is phenomenal. So check them out. NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, N-U-P-R-O supplements.com. Also check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage over on Vashon Island. Great distance learning via the internet. They have campuses all around the world now, and it's just a marvelous, marvelous place to get education you need. And of course, if you're here local, you can actually take classes at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. So nwsam.com, check them out. And you heard us mention again, Vicki Draper, and I just told you, reminded you about her work with the Crystal Essences and her new book that's out, Bridging the... let's see. I should just grab the book and... Oh, well, I can't reach it. I'll get it again and when I can reach it. And at any rate, her book is wonderful. Crystal Essences are wonderful. Check it out, healingyouranimal.com. And then Whispering Dragon, our great friends Jude and Paul Ponton. You can hear an encore presentation of their show, and that kind of the healings that took place last week. We'll be running that again next week. So, that covers all of our advertisers. Other than to say, if you would like to join the Animal World family of advertisers, would love to have you. You don't have to be advertising something to do with animals, as long as you're doing something good for animals, humans, or the planet. We've got plenty of listeners that don't have animals. Go figure on that one, but we do. And we've got a new advertiser special, only $26 a week. You can have an ad on the show, links on the website, use current events, and get a... an interview on the phone. So you can't hardly beat that price. And you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, if you're interested, or give me a call at 360-217-7258. Alrighty then. We are just right up against the top of the hour. We've got Defender back from Massachusetts. Defender, glad to see you. I'm looking forward to speaking with you, but we've got to close out this hour number two, fire up hour number three. I will put off current events until later in the last hour of the show, and once we get these hours turned around, we will get to Defender back in Massachusetts. And I don't know, we've got some kind of training stuff we need to talk about. So I'm eager to have that conversation. And let me tell you, I've got a minute here. Like I said, next week will be encore presentation of the Harmonic Energy Shifting Show with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. And, you can benefit from the energy just by listening in. So and you might want to hear Stephanie's call again now that you heard about how, her pain was less on Sunday, even less on Monday, and completely gone by Tuesday, and it's remained gone. So how great is that? And also the great experiences she's had with Dr. Nails. In 2 weeks, that will be November 6th. Can you believe it? It's almost November already. That is going to be a behavior training, a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We will be checking back with Animal Talk and Missy's Rescue because we introduced them on Animal World for the first time in a very long time, the beginning of this month. And they've have some needs to take care of all the animals that they support. and rescue and rehome. And so we'll find out how they're doing and if they've gotten the help that they need. And then finally, for sure, Aline Fortgang, from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. She will definitely be with us. She'll be in our feature shot slot in the 10 o'clock hour, and we'll find out all the important stuff about Bamboo and the elephants back at the Oklahoma City Zoo and what's going on there. So let's close out hour number two, fire up hour number three. Stay right where you are. We're going right back to the phones. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.